gentlemen, take off your ties.
News from Radio EcoShock. As the climate heats up with storms of denial, a new carbon chimney is opening up in Asia. Asia's new office towers follow the closed window designs of the West, requiring massive air conditioners for their occupants. As the world gets hotter, air conditioners use more electricity, produced by oil, gas, and coal, and so the carbon cycle reinforces itself. Half the world's people now live in cities, and many depend upon machines to process their air. We are already in a stage of artificial life support, the dystopia of science fiction. Japanese men are gallantly fighting off global climate change by taking off their ties. The Cool Biz campaign, launched on June 1st, encourages government employees to go tieless for the summer. But Japan forecasts only a tiny decline in its massive crude oil imports by 2030 and plans more dangerous nuclear power. The government is urging the public to set air conditioner temperatures at 28 degrees Celsius or 82 degrees Fahrenheit. It's all voluntary, all press releases, no action to save the climate. China has announced more aggressive plans for energy efficiency, although their implementation is doubtful. Their recommended air conditioner temperatures are 26 degrees, or 78.8. China hopes to quadruple their gross domestic product by 2020, while only doubling their energy consumption. A doubling of China's current high-carbon economy is a recipe for further climate disasters. Yet China has at least announced measures that America hasn't. They will order 6,000 factories to shut for a week this summer and are shifting more production time to night to save air conditioning costs. More night workers may become common in the coming hot years. While America has color terror levels, China has color-coded warning system for electricity loads and brownouts. China is also demanding higher energy standards in new construction of public buildings, aiming for a 50% reduction of energy consumption. The torrent of private building is exempt. South Korea is also starting a campaign to let civil servants replace their ties and jackets with more casual clothes during summer. Climate change may finally kill off the garret of the 20th century suit and tie. These tips came from Reuters News, which is organized for environmental top stories on planetark.com. The Guardian is reporting that 1 in 6 countries in the world face food shortages this year because of severe droughts that could become semi-permanent under climate change. This warning came from the United Nations scientists and Wolf Kilman, chairman of the UN Food and Agricultural Organization's Climate Change Group. The worst affected countries are in Africa. Scientists have already warned that climate change will severely impact tropical countries, where the majority of the world's people live. The July issue of the journal Nature carries a report predicting the Kalahari Desert could spread to blow shifting sands over large areas of Botswana, Angola, Zimbabwe, and Zambia, a condition last seen 4,000 years ago. In the panic over evident rapid climate change, a few green icons are willing to play with the devil of more nuclear power. Among the fallen, Stuart Brand, a founder of Whole Earth Catalog. His article titled Environmental Heresies was published in the May issue of Technology Magazine. He thinks the climate crisis calls for new nuclear plants, despite the threat of making large tracts of civilized land uninhabitable, Chernobyl-style. In the middle of May, the New York Times reported that Fred Krupp of Environmental Defense, Jonathan Lash, president of the World Resources Institute, and James Speth of Yale are talking a reevaluation of the need to go nuclear due to the climate crisis. There was an addition to the McCain-Lieberman bill in the U.S. House where the conservatives would finally agree to mild emission controls if the so-called liberals would agree to more nuclear power. The McCain deal would provide half the funding for new plants from the taxpayer and guarantee profits to investors on Wall Street, again from the public purse. McCain has been meeting with Jeffrey Immelt, the chairman and CEO of General Electric, the longtime colossus of nuclear power. Meanwhile, the drumbeat to irradiate the U.S. continues to spin back from the February issue of Wired magazine. The article, called Nuclear Now, was written by Peter Schwartz and Spencer Reese. Schwartz is a business writer with titles like The Art of the Long View. The short view, there is a new pot of billions, maybe trillions, of U.S. government dollars, gold in those nuclear mounds. Approaching the G8 summit, Britain's new energy minister, Malcolm Wicks, sounded surprisingly like Lee Raymond, the chairman of ExxonMobil. Minister Wicks is willing to reconsider nuclear power, but he's still a carbon kind of guy. Wicks wants to spend more millions of taxpayers' money on the ever-illusory clean coal technology. This time, the scheme is to go on producing millions of tons of carbon from British coal, but new power stations would capture the CO2 and pump it into the holes left by the declining North Sea oil fields. Perfect. Finally, we turn to someone who mattered. Former Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson, the founder of Earth Day, has died at the age of 89. In the American Senate, Nelson was pivotal for the 1964 Wilderness Act. He helped ban DDT and nursed the creation of a national trail system in America. As we despair of governments who think removing ties will stop the climate from tipping over, we can still learn another path from the late Gaylord Nelson. He said, "Earth Day worked because of the spontaneous response at the grassroots level. We had neither the time nor resources to organize 20 million demonstrators and the thousands of schools and local communities that participated. That was the remarkable thing about Earth Day. It organized itself. As governments fail us, we can only hope a desperate people will begin to self-organize, and we cannot wait for the once-a-year Earth Day. Gentlemen, take off your ties and open your eyes." This has been news from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org.